How's it, folks? Welcome to another edition of Newsdesk Unplugged with Jad and Paul. Before we move on, I'd just like to say thank you very much for all of you who have subscribed. We're over 6,000 now in a month, which is really, really cool. And keep on listening. Like us, don't like us, comment. This time we're discussing Sergio Perez and his future at the Red Bull team. Is Checo not going to be fired in 2024 by Red Bull?
I'm not so sure. He was under a lot of pressure in 2023. And for the right reasons. Look, no one's expecting Checo to beat Max. No one is expecting Checo to be within a tenth of Max. The best I think he could do, maybe 3/10. But everyone wants him to be, you know, maybe if Max is on pole, he should be at least on the second row. And that wasn't the case in 2023. His performances were very inconsistent. He started the season in great form, you know, with the wins in Baku and in Saudi Arabia. And then he just dropped out. And one of the reasons, I think, is that he angered Max. You know, remember at the early part of the season, he's always talking about his championship aspirations. He wants to win the championship. And you can't do that when you have Max in the other car. You know, you're going to piss Max off. And as you and I say all the time, an angry Max is a dangerous Max. And that was the situation. He just blew him away. Now, yeah, he ended the season second, which is good. But there's a big difference in points. He didn't make Red Bull's life easy all the time, you know, especially when you're playing with strategies and fighting Mercedes and Ferrari and the other guys who were just taking them on every weekend. Whatever he does in 2024, I think the best thing he could do, put his head down, deliver consistently, and stop talking about winning championships. But after that, I don't think there is any guarantee that he's going to stay beyond that. Because, look, he's 34 now. Red Bull might be looking to someone younger. I don't know who that one is, but they might be looking for someone younger. I think Checo has done his job for now, that if they decide to replace him, they don't replace him with Daniel Ricciardo. Because the Daniel Ricciardo that ran away from Red Bull in 2018, he's not going to come back better. He's going to come back beaten up. He's not the same driver we know. So, yeah, I think the only chance for Checo to stay if they don't find someone better to replace him with.
Yeah, I don't buy into that Checo's doing such a bad job. I mean, he did finish second in the championship, which is something Red Bull never did in their history, not even with Mark Webber and Sebastian Vettel. I'm with you, absolutely, that he's got to take the championship out of his head. It's Max's team. It's always been Max's team. Historically, we've seen that guys who come into a world champion's team, it's very, very difficult with them. Look at Valtteri Bottas with Lewis. It was very, very tough. Rosberg, Hamilton was different because Rosberg was, he owned Mercedes when Lewis arrived. And Lewis had to win Mercedes over. And by 2016, when Nico won, there was no room for both of them. One of them had to go. And Nico, fortunately for himself or not or whatever, he made the move. Checo thought he could beat Max after two fantastic races last year. I mean, Jeddah was unbelievable. And Baku was unbelievable. Everything Max could throw at him, Checo had an answer. But after Miami, it was over. Because Max just found another level. Checo was chasing and made a lot of mistakes. And that's one thing Max doesn't do. He's just so consistent. So what has Checo got to do to save his seat? First of all, I don't think it's in danger until the end of 2025. It shouldn't be. Because he did deliver. And if he finishes second again in the championship next year, he's got to just make it easier for himself. And that's what Checo, maybe that's his biggest problem, is himself. I think whoever you speak to that's worked with Checo, you know, he can be a stubborn chap. So he's got to take a serious look at himself. So look, I'm not as fast as Max, but I've got to finish behind Max's exhaust pipe. That's what he's got to do. He's got to finish second with Max in sight, winning. Wherever Max finishes, Checo's got to either be behind him, and on the occasion that maybe Max has a technical issue or something happens, Checo picks up the pieces. But he cannot be so far back. If he's that far back, then, you know, what's his future like? Beyond 2026, I don't see it. Unless he really gets his act together, Red Bull by then will start looking at a future young guy. Definitely not Daniel Ricciardo. I'm on the same page as you with Daniel. Daniel will get murdered by Max. You know what I mean? If they put Max and Daniel in the same team, it's hasta la vista, because Max just got better and Daniel just got worse.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think his job is safe for 2024. And unless something freaky happens, it should be safe for 2025, unless they find this the driver that they've been looking for, that special driver that can replace him. So he should be there for a couple of years. The big question is, when the time comes to change, to replace Checo, who are they going to replace him with? This is the question. Looking at the driver market today, that's a tough thing to do.
I think that's a topic for another video. In terms of Checo, for sure, I think it's up to him. The ball's in his court. Well, folks, that's the Checo chat. Let us know how you think. Give us a subscribe. Give us a like. If you don't like it, tell us why in the comments. Thank you.